Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Snap-on Incorporated, also known by its ticker, SNA. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've likely come across this name in the industrial tools and equipment space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Snap-on tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while sprinkling in some recent developments and financial insights to keep things interesting. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately before we roll up our sleeves for the full analysis. Snap-on Incorporated is a heavyweight in the professional tools and equipment industry, serving mechanics, technicians, and other pros across automotive, industrial, and other sectors. Based in the U.S., they've built a reputation for quality and innovation with a global footprint and a workforce of thousands. Their product lineup spans everything from hand tools to diagnostic equipment, and they've been a staple for anyone serious about getting the job done right. Now, let's talk about what's been moving the needle for them recently. Based on the latest third quarter earnings call, Snap-on reported sales of $1.1 billion, which is solid, and they're showing confidence in future growth through strategic initiatives. Performance-wise, they've been holding their own in the industrial sector, with steady gains over various timeframes, though I'll dig deeper into how they stack up against industry trends as we go. Alright, let's jump into the core of this video, the SWOT analysis. I'll break this down into four key areas, and I'll keep it conversational while packing in the data that matters to you as a long-term investor. Whether you're looking at Snap-on for the next decade, or just curious about short-term catalysts, there's something here for everyone. Strengths. Strong financial performance. Snap-on's latest earnings call highlighted $1.19 billion in third-quarter sales, which speaks to their ability to generate consistent revenue in a competitive space. Their net income and operating cash flow from recent financial statements also show they're not just bringing in money, but managing it well, with healthy margins like a solid gross profit margin that outpaces many peers. Brand power and market position. This isn't just any tool company. Snap-on has carved out a premium spot in the professional tools market. Their focus on quality and innovation, as emphasized in their earnings call, keeps them as a go-to for pros worldwide, which translates to customer loyalty and pricing power. Dividend reliability. For income-focused investors, Snap-on offers a decent dividend yield, as seen in their latest metrics. Their history of paying dividends, coupled with consistent cash flow generation, makes them a reliable pick for those of you building a passive income stream. Operational efficiency. Looking at their return on equity and return on invested capital, Snap-on is squeezing value out of every dollar they invest. This kind of efficiency is a green flag for long-term growth, showing they're not just growing revenue, but doing it smartly. Weaknesses. Debt levels. Let's not sugarcoat this. Snap-on's debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. While they're not drowning in debt, it's something to watch, especially if interest rates stay elevated or if economic conditions tighten. This could limit their flexibility for big investments or acquisitions down the line. Dependence on cyclical industries. A big chunk of their revenue comes from automotive and industrial sectors, which can take a hit during economic downturns. If mechanics and shops cut back on spending, Snap-on feels the pinch, and that's a risk for anyone holding this stock through a recession. Valuation concerns. Their current price-to-earnings ratio isn't exactly screaming bargain. Compared to the industry average, Snap-on is trading at a premium, which might make some of you question whether the growth justifies the price tag right now. Even the forward PE ratio, while slightly better, suggests you're paying up for future earnings. Opportunities. Innovation and product development. Snap-on's leadership made it clear in their earnings call that they're doubling down on new products and strategic initiatives. This focus on innovation, think advanced diagnostics or smart tools, could open up new revenue streams and keep them ahead of competitors. Global expansion. Their geographic revenue segments show they're already tapping into international markets, but there's still room to grow, especially in emerging economies where demand for professional tools is on the rise. If they play their cards right, this could be a major growth driver over the next decade. Industry tailwinds. The industrial sector, while cyclical, is seeing steady demand as infrastructure projects and manufacturing pick up globally. Snap-on is well positioned to ride this wave, especially if they keep capturing market share with their premium offerings. Digital transformation. There's a subtle hint in their earnings summary about leveraging technology. If Snap-on invests in digital tools or e-commerce platforms to reach customers directly, they could boost margins and build a stickier customer base, something worth keeping an eye on. Threats, economic sensitivity. As I mentioned earlier, Snap-on's reliance on cyclical industries like automotive repair makes them vulnerable to economic slowdowns. If consumer spending drops or businesses delay equipment upgrades, their revenue could tentative pressure. The tools and equipment space isn't a solo game. Snap-on faces stiff competition from both established players and cheaper alternatives. If they can't maintain their premium pricing or innovate fast enough, they risk losing market share. Supply chain risks. While not directly mentioned in the data, their industry is prone to disruptions in raw materials or logistics. Any hiccups here could impact production costs or delivery timelines, squeezing margins in the short term. Interest rate impact. With a notable debt load, rising interest rates could increase their borrowing costs. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal breaker yet, but it's a factor that could weigh on profitability if rates keep climbing. Now let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Snap-on is a solid player with a lot going for it. Strong financials, a trusted brand, and a clear focus on innovation. But it's not without its challenges. The debt levels and valuation give me pause, especially if you're looking to buy in at current levels. On the flip side, their push into new products and markets could be a game changer over the long haul. For those of you already holding, their dividend and operational strength make a compelling case to stay invested, but keep an eye on those economic indicators. Short term, any pullback in the industrial sector could create a buying opportunity, but long term, it's all about whether they can keep innovating and expanding without over-leveraging. As we wrap up, I'd say Snap-on Incorporated has a promising outlook for long-term investors who can stomach some cyclical volatility. Their fundamentals are strong, and their strategic focus could pay off big time if executed well. But do your own homework, check those debt trends, and watch for industry shifts. If you've enjoyed this deep dive, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop a comment with your thoughts on Snap-on or any other stock you'd like us to cover next. Until then, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.